The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
So Wei Nung, the sixth ancestor, said to Ming, the head monk, "What I've conveyed to you is not secret. Reflect on your true face and see that whatever is secret is right here with you. Whatever is secret is right here with you." I think these are, for me, the most encouraging words in this whole koan. Because we're here at Rahatsu in celebration and honoring, looking at the awakening of Shakyamuni Buddha, the great ancestor. And we've been talking about awakening, waking up, enlightenment, Kensho, Maha Kensho, all these words to describe what? And then often in our teachings, we sort of hear these roundabout directions that you can't quite aim for it, or it's an accident. But then you hear that you need to put down your myriad concerns and wake up. So what to do? What are we aiming for or not aiming for? Why are we here? It all gets kind of confusing for me and perhaps for you. And so these words from Wei Nung, whatever is secret, whatever you've imagined the teaching, the awakening, the Buddha Dharma to be, whatever is here is always right here. Everything you've ever really wanted has always been here. When you reduce every desire, every longing, it's all here. Now, when we realize that, or we entertain that, it sort of puts us on the hook. Somewhat makes us responsible for looking where we are. And asking ourselves, what is this? What is here? Who am I? And to talk about enlightenment in the same breath, can be very troubling, misdirecting. I once heard an interview, or read about an interview with the Zen teacher, Charlotte Joko Beck, and someone asked her if she thought she was enlightened, and she said, "I hope I never have that thought." Mm-hmm. Now, that could sound really pithy from a Zen teacher, but I think about it. But I'm not sure what I'm thinking about. I admit I have had some experiences. Some have blown my mind. Some have just been experiences. I do believe, and I may be deluded in this belief, but I believe most everyone has had some inkling. And certainly everyone in this room has some awakening opening. You could call it Kensho. You could call it awakening. You could call it realization. You could call it intimacy. You could call it non-division. Seeing your true nature. But whatever you call it, isn't it? And yet it is it. I've always thought about this. If it really matters whether awakening experiences are great and powerful and drive me on for my practice and I seek them out, or just sitting here, listening to the rain, listening to the chopsticks and the spoons hitting the plates and bowls, the shuffling of the feet on the floor, the light reflecting off the floor and the candle. To me, these are different degrees of the same thing. I'm encouraged by the story of the Ming, the head monk, traveling all this 2 months through the jungle in search of the robe and bowl, in search of awakening, in search of something. But really, I'm more encouraged and more and heartened by all of your efforts, all of the jungles and the mountain passes of the heart and mind that you've been traveling in these past 2 days, and for however long you've been practicing. I'd mentioned to someone today that I had heard Shunryu Suzuki's, the Zen master who wrote Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. He said to most of his students, when they asked a question about their practice or stumbling block in their practice, his answer would be, just sit. And I really love that. Just sit. With all the talk of enlightenment, with all the talk of this incredible experience as a human being, sometimes we lose what's right here. And we don't want to do that. In a little while, we were going to say our vows. Vows to save all beings. All beings, including us. Which means to awaken all beings, including us. And how that's done? Just sit. Just sit. I think one of the most encouraging things in this koan and in our practice is that this is nothing is hidden, and this is it. This is you, coming to practice when the Han calls, getting up when the bell rings. Each one of these are the most important part of your practice. They're beyond measure. great awakening, little awakenings, they're all it. The stories behind them that we make can lead us astray, but they're also it too. It could be said that a lot of these stories and these koans and these sutras in our sutra book seem like ungraspable secret puzzles. But they're only pointing to one thing. This right here. So whatever secrets, whatever mystery it's always here, right here, with you. Thank you.